Hey, this is Didi in the Morning, and make sure to listen to me kick back for 4 hours with your favorite music and, of course, segments like Date Fail. It's Didi's Weekend Kickback. All right, everybody, coming up, guess what? You know, a lot of people are trying to find love. Do you realize there are so many apps and people are hooking up through social media? But don't do that. Well, actually, if you do and you went on a date with somebody and you're trying to figure out, hey, maybe it's a love connection and they never called you back, that's where I come in. Didi's Date Fail is on the way. It's Didi's Weekend Kickback.
What happened on your last date?
Yeah. Can we get the check?
Here's another Didi's Date Fail.
All right, so hey, Jaden. All right, good morning. What's going on?
Hi, I wondered if you could do that second date call thing. I went out with this lovely young lady, and I haven't heard from her since.
Oh, God. Did she give you a cold while you were hanging out with her?
Oh, stop. This is country. Jaden, are you on speakerphone or something like that?
Something like that.
No, I'm not on speaker.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where are you from, Jaden?
I'm from Tennessee originally.
Oh, okay.
Like, that ain't clear nothing up.
No, I didn't.
Y'all both went, oh!
It's even graduated in Tennessee. I don't know
what's going on. Hey, Jaden, so real quick, let's talk, though. You went on a date with somebody then, and I guess you thought it went good, and she didn't call you back.
No, she didn't call me back. I can't believe she didn't hit me back.
Okay, so tell me about the date. How'd it go? What'd you guys do?
We went out to Red Lobster. It was really good. We had a good conversation, and you know, I thought it was going great because I opened up to her a lot, let her know about me and who I am.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good quality because most men normally don't open up. Like, you told her, like, your background and, you know.
Honestly, that's not a good
thing. Yeah, let her know my background. Most guys are emotionally repressed. They won't tell you a goddamn thing about themselves.
I know that's right.
I think you might be a bit too open. Your first date, you're already talking about your problems, how your dad beat you or something.
No!
Nobody wants to hear
you
all that.
You didn't do that, right, Jane? You didn't go that far.
No, I didn't tell her about any of that stuff.
All right, so wait, Jaden. So what? Tell me what happened. So you met her. You guys had a good time. Where'd you guys go to eat?
We went out to Red Lobster, and you know I really love that place because they have those really good biscuits. And
okay.
She enjoyed them.
Same way. Yeah, right.
Like
so
the biscuits.
Funny.
Okay.
So did you pick her up or did she meet you there?
No, wait, hold on a second, Jaden. Why are you talking like Jaden?
Yeah. I know. I didn't. I promise.
Are you from Tennessee?
Yeah, she said, where'd you meet him there?
Wow.
What does she look like, Jaden? Hold on a second. What does she look like while Jay gets her accent together?
Sorry.
She's a very attractive lady. She's tall, nice build, had a good conversation on her. I was smitten.
Okay.
Oh, you were smitten. Did you try and hit?
No, I'm a gentleman.
Oh, that's sweet.
Motion on a gentleman.
So the conversation went well, and at the end of the night, did y'all kiss? Did y'all hug? I mean, what made you think that the date was good for her?
She ordered extra biscuits, so I figured she wanted to spend more time there.
Oh, well, okay. She could have just been hungry, and them biscuits are good. You guys,
yes, they are.
We are talking to Jaden, and it sounds like Jaden has, it may be a date fail, and maybe just something else could have come up. Maybe she's been busy or something, Jaden.
I hope so. I hope that I get to see her again. She loves me.
I tell you what, let's call Chloe right now, and you be quiet, okay? And we're going to talk to her and see what happened.
Hello?
Hi, is Chloe there?
This is she.
Hi, Chloe. This is Didi, Lady Jade, and Michael Sean.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No,
good
it's
morning.
Us.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. Oh, you're laughing already. You must listen to the show.
I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
You went on a date with a guy by the name of Jaden.
You said date, but it was more like a therapy session, and I should charge his ass.
Oh!
Chloe.
Yeah, what happened?
He invited me out. We went out to dinner. He drank too much. He started crying like he was doing a Kleenex commercial.
He was crying?
He was bringing up his ex-girl, showing me pictures of his ex-girl.
Wait. So he pulled his phone out. I was like, this is my ex-girlfriend and showed you on y'all's first date?
You got it.
That's a number one no-no.
Yeah, ain't that great when a guy just opens up like that?
Oh, God, no.
I'm sitting there. I was confused and, you know, but I tried to play along and be nice, but honestly, I had two words for those pictures. Ugly.
Wait, Chloe, the girl was ugly?
Two more words. Sasquatch.
Snap.
And he was crying over her, and
subjective.
I know you're like, really? Okay. What'd you say, Michael Sean?
That's subjective.
She was horrible. It was horrible. And I'm like, you're crying over this? Okay. So I just tried to make the most of it, but it was terrible.
So you guys were talking to Chloe, and Chloe went on a date with a guy named Jaden. We're trying to figure out why Chloe hasn't called him back. And you're saying you didn't call him back because he was a big baby, basically.
Does a bear shit part?
Okay. Oh, whoa. Wait, no.
This is a manly woman.
Period. is Jaden. I got to be honest with you. If you know the show, here's Jaden, everybody. Jaden, I don't even know if we should clap. Jaden, you heard now why she won't go out with you.
I could cry right now. I don't take no shame into it.
Don't you think?
So y'all can have them. All the women laughing and giggling, y'all can have them thinking I'm too hard. Take that.
I like you.
Now, but as you go, I get a little bit angry here. You did eat my guy.
Boy, if you don't man up, man your ass up. You're on the radio.
Wait, why you got a good accent, too?
Did I?
Yeah, exactly.
I got family from Tennessee.
No, you don't. Hold on a second.
But Jaden, it was real crocodile tears. Come on, Jaden. You got to do better.
Okay,
so I'm saying this. Listen, Chloe, I mean, he is sensitive. He was in love with her, and maybe you can help him forget her. You want to go on another day? I'll pay for it.
No, not with all the money in the world.
Oh, come on. That.
Hey, Chloe.
Why? She said, sounds like she has a lot of money. You can get some more biscuits.
Oh!
Yeah, back to the biscuits.
Okay.
Enough with the biscuits jokes, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Chloe,
enough with the biscuits.
You want to date me? I want to discipline you. You got a foul mouth. I want to discipline you, Chloe.
Really? How are you going to be hitting on this girl and Jane's trying to get back?
Okay. Well,
you ever do it on an air mattress, Chloe?
Oh,
okay. Hold on.
It's so inappropriate.
Well, Jaden, there's your answer, and it sounds to me like she's saying no, she doesn't want to go on another date with you, okay?
That's all right.
Oh,
you know, I'm fine with that. I'm going to go watch The View or something and try to get over
there. Jaden, you got to stop.
Yeah, you got to man up a little bit. Okay, y'all give it up for Jaden and Chloe.
Yeah.
More of Dee Dee's Weekend Kickback is on the way.
Don't you move.
833-TALK-2. Dee Dee is our number, everybody, and you can get in on the show. Man, we got to get into the hot topics because first Kevin Hart, you guys won't believe this.
Uh-oh.
First Kevin Hart, now another one of your favorite actors, banned from the Oscars.
Oh,
I got to tell you who it is.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Hot topic. Hot topic.
First, the governor of Virginia is now being pressured to resign over blackface and KKK pictures from his yearbook.
You got to go.
Yep.
Ralph Northam, that guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're now saying that he needs to go. A lot of Democrats are urging him to step down, but he won't, he's saying. But the man who could take over is also involved in a scandal. This is the lieutenant governor. He's an African-American man, and he's involved in a scandal where they're trying to figure out whether or not he forced a woman into oral sex in a hotel room back in 2004.
Are you kidding?
He says it was consensual. He says it was consensual.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
We have, the choices we have.
Yeah, yes.
This is horrible. Did you hear the guy, the Ralph Northam guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the news, and he was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he was doing his press conference.
Mm-hmm.
When I did Michael Jackson, I just put a little bit of shoe polish on my face. He said, because if anybody in here has ever put shoe polish on their face, you know it's really hard to get off.
Well, first of all.
Everybody in the room went, huh?
What?
Well, how dark was this shoe polish? What color was it?
It was black.
It was black?
Oh.
It was black, black.
I just said, because if you're trying to play Michael Jackson...
Right.
I thought it would be either, you know, a light brown or a...
light brown.
Or a pasty white color.
No, he had Shabba Ranks black. Right? He had
then I got mad because then one of the reporters, I put this on my life, said, can you still moonwalk?
And
Wait.
You're lying.
He was about to.
No.
His wife had to stop him.
You're lying.
Yeah, and say it was inappropriate.
Yeah, I said, you were about to
moonwalk?
Are you serious?
Girl. I said, I cannot.
I ain't seen this.
If he would have done it, I'm like, yo, you my type of guy. Like, okay. you go all out.
All out.
Did you see this? Now they're saying Bow Wow's girlfriend is saying that he drug her across the floor by her hair.
Yeah, they were partying at a club. Now, allegedly, she was hanging all over some other dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Bow Wow got mad. They got back to the house about 4 o'clock in the morning, got into a fight.
Mm.
He thought that she was being disrespectful. Allegedly, she's claiming that he hit her in the head, grabbed her by her hair in the bedroom, and drug her pretty much out and told her to get the hell out. Now, Bow Wow's side of the story is, I was upset.
I was
jealous. I felt disrespected, but I went and got her things and set her bag by the front door.
No, you did not at 4 in the morning.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Wait, what did he say?
He packed her bags at 4 in the morning, drunk as hell.
Yeah.
No.
And he said he set her bag by
you
the
didn't
front
set.
Door.
I'm just so saying. You threw it. First of all, if you did anything, you didn't pack it. You threw all her clothes, you threw everything and said, get your ASS up out of my house.
Exactly.
Yep.
Come on. We know how to fight, go Bow Wow. If you're going to lie, lie right. Lie,
exactly.
Tell the truth.
Just be like, I threw her stuff out. Yeah, that would have been better. But he said he properly placed it by the front door.
Yeah,
he ain't
sure
properly.
And he said he called her an Uber.
That's a lie. Hey, finally, you guys, you know I said first Kevin Hart. Now they're saying this. And this guy, again, I'm going to stop having an opinion on anybody and liking anybody either. I loved him in the movie Taken. Liam Neeson, the actor.
I don't know who you are.
That guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you want. I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Oh, wow.
You know, I love that movie.
That was a great scene. Yes, it was.
Well, Liam Neeson, the actor who played in the movie, has opened up about his past and wanting to kill the first black person he saw after a friend of his was raped.
Mm.
Here is what he said, and a lot of people said he's racist and let's ban him from the Oscars. Listen. Mm.
She said it was a black person. I have an up and down areas with a cosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
Mm. Wow. Number one, you are really not that character in real life.
No, right. For real.
Let's slow down with that.
Yeah.
Number two, is he going to be punished for being honest?
That's what I wondered about, too, the fact that he said in that time. But he said he has grown from it, by the way. He said he has grown from it. He said that he was wanting revenge because this was a love person. He was saying a person he loved.
Yeah,
and he said that it's a primal thing where you just want to seek revenge on whoever in that moment. But he
are
said
we
he
mad
grew.
Because he described them as a black person?
And a black bastard?
Black. Bastard.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I told you, got to take 2 days to figure out how I feel now.
Give us 48 hours and get back to us.
Because if I say so.
Because he did say he was ashamed to be feeling the way that he did.
Yeah.
Not because I don't think it was a racist thing. I think it was a rage thing, right?
A loved one had been raped.
Yeah.
Like,
but okay, again, Mike, is he all right?
You can't say
no,
black.
No.
You can't say black, right?
You can't. Well, he was describing, you know, the person, but it was the bastard.
Yeah, he didn't say.
So it wasn't the black.
Bastard.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that together.
Don't isolate it.
Yeah, that one hits home. Like, that one changes things.
But every now and then, you meet some people, you be like, they really are.
Black bastard.
Whoa,
yeah, I found out somebody took my juice out the refrigerator in the lunchroom. I said,
black bastard.
And it ended up being our assistant producer, Bree.
Yes.
More of Dee Dee's Weekend Kickback is on the way.
Don't you move. Dee Dee's Weekend Kickback.
It's time for Hot Topics on Dee Dee's Weekend Kickback.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dee Dee in the morning. I got Lady Jade, Michael Sean, of course. Man, did y'all hear this? This man has been unemployed for 2 years, they said.
Oh, man.
And he's finally found a job, and you'll never believe what he's doing.
Mm.
I'm talking about Barack Obama. Y'all, here we go.
Like it's hot.
Hot topic.
Hot like wasabi.
First, we got to talk about Southwest Airlines. Did you see this? They were in trouble because they're saying that their planes are way too heavy.
Damn, homies. That's dangerous.
Yep, that's what they were saying. That the fact of the matter is that I guess it has a lot to do with the balance of the plane and everything else. And so you have to make sure all that's, you know, the weight and the balance.
Is it because of the luggage or just the plane is like the...
All of the above.
Wow.
So they're saying that I guess the weight is all about the luggage, the passengers, you know what I mean? Everything. And so they said that Southwest Airlines has been under investigation for this for a while. And they were saying how dangerous it is. And we were talking about that's how Aaliyah died.
That's how Aaliyah died. It wasn't on a commercial flight, but it was the same situation where the plane was just too heavy.
It was too heavy.
Had too much luggage. Some of y'all be packing your life in that luggage.
Yeah, so they talked about the weight of the bags, the cargo, the passengers, and everything else, and it has to be positioned a certain way on the plane. And they were also saying, they remember when the plane made the emergency landing in New York on the Hudson River, on that river?
Yeah.
They were saying that if that plane had been overweight the way these Southwest planes are, it wouldn't have been able to land. It would have stalled, and it's a danger and all this other kind of stuff.
I'm an overpacker, but they weigh your baggage before you get there.
And charge you, though, so I'm like
this. But
that's
the thing. That's why they're doing it, because they're making money off them check bags.
I was getting ready to say that, because if everybody has a bag and we're 5 pounds over, and all you got to do is pay the money because you're 5 pounds over, then all of us on the plane's over.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
And you can't pay that once you're in the air.
Look at the guy complaining. That's because y'all can pack one pair of shorts and 5 t-shirts.
No,
and
we
be
pack
done.
Responsibly. Yeah. Y'all pack stuff that y'all never wear.
I know it. We really do.
We do.
How many pair of shoes do you pack on a vacation?
I do at least a pair of flats, at least a pair of heels, you know.
Probably do you ever
a pair
wear the heels?
It just depends.
See,
like,
I don't.
This is the thing. So guys, all of their shoes are flat, so it really doesn't matter. We never know like what the agenda is, because there's never a plan. So you think to yourself, what if we go out?
I do that too.
What if this happens? What if that happens? But see, guys have universal outfits, and unfortunately we don't.
And you know what I end up doing when I do go out? I just won't wear heels. I'll just wear a cute sandal.
Yeah, because there's a lot of walking, especially on vacation. Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, so Southwest Airlines need to watch that. And we know we overpack, whatever.
Did you see Draymond Green proposed to his girlfriend with a $300,000 ring?
Damn, that's a lot.
Wow. Shouts out to Draymond.
But is that really a lot considering how much he makes?
That's still $300,000 to put something around
your finger.
How
much does he make?
Finger. He probably makes like $15, $20 million a year.
Okay, so how much is the percentage supposed to be?
That's supposed to be 3 months' salary.
Hell no. Okay, so. You got to be kidding me. $300,000 around your man.
That's a lot of, especially
when,
a lot of ring.
When the percentage is that 50% that we're not going
to
make it.
I'm like this. You might as well just go to Zales.
Yeah, how about it?
Why don't you just go to Zales, dude?
And get a credit line.
Thank you. Thank you. 0% finance.
Yeah, just pay it off.
Also, speaking of, you know, somebody in the NBA, I think I saw something. The NBA now. What is the deal? So the NBA, I guess I saw something about them going to Africa or
something? The NBA is doing the world takeover. They're forming a league in Africa. Barack Obama's going to be hands-on.
Shut up!
Barack has got a job. I don't know if he's going to be the commissioner, but he's definitely going to be influential in this league.
That's right, because his father is from Kenya.
Yes, so this league now, once again, if you do well in this league, it probably gives you a direct streamline into the NBA. The NBA's been trying to figure out how they can have a team in the league in a different country.
Hold on, don't make this racial, though. Why they go to Africa first?
I was wondering why they went to Africa. Well, because I was thinking China or, like, Germany.
Yeah. Why are they going to China and Germany when the league is 80% black?
Yeah, well, they're not African, though. Right. You know what I'm saying?
The African descent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I guess my whole thing is normally when people are recruited here, it's normally from, like, a China or Germany.
I know there's a lot of Africans who are in the league.
I'm saying there's not any, Mike.
There is a power forward in China somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
Yeah, they're going
to
expand.
The problem is in China, it's hard to start a league because of the government.
Okay.
So it's hard to actually start a league in China.
You. All right, but shout out. Barack Obama got a job. You don't know if he's going to be commissioner or not of that league.
Yeah, get that check.
Barack.
Hey, and then finally, I got to tell you something right now. Jade, close your eyes and close your ears. I know you don't want to hear this because you are such a fan of this man.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Yes, what? Oh, Lord. What
Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley, has revealed that he used to sing and he would screech.
Oh, during sex?
During sex.
Oh,
Lord.
That could be startling.
No. Mm-hmm. When you take it out of context, that sounds also disgusting.
Yeah,
they said that's how he started.
Yeah, she said that he would actually screech and he would sing as he was having sex. And
Oh, my God.
Please don't play that sound again. I don't want to see him like that.
I'll just repeat it one more time because I like the way it sounds. Michael Jackson, according to Lisa Marie Presley, when they had sex, he would screech.
That sounds so
She
gross.
Said he wore one glove to bed, too.
Oh.
He actually moonwalked into the bedroom.
You got any more?
I'm disturbed because I'm a Michael Jackson fan. I hate to admit, but I can see the weirdo doing that.
That is kind of weird. Okay. Yeah. Hey, luckily, though, it was with Lisa Marie Presley, and she's a woman.
Yeah. And she's of age.
Yeah.
Our listeners love to make prank calls, too. Here's another Mad Minute prank call
on Diddy in the Morning.
All right, y'all. This right here is Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
So, Ashley, you hit us up, and you said you were going to make somebody mad, huh?
Yes, I want to make my grandmother mad.
Okay. What you going to tell your grandmama?
I want to tell her she has a house she's been having for years since I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She loves the house, but she doesn't live there, but she checks on it every week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go tell her that it's some construction work that they're tearing it down.
All right, cool. Here we go. Okay, we're going to call your grandmama.
Hello.
Hey, Grandma, what you doing?
I'm walking through the house. Michael, my baby, got the boo-boos today.
Oh, where you at?
I'm here at the house, the apartment. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm passing by your house over here because, you know, I don't stay too far from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see all your furniture sitting on the curb. And there's some construction workers over here saying, I got out to see what was going on. They said they're going to tear this house down.
You must be on the wrong curb.
No, your house right here on the corner. I was passing by because I was off today. I had a doctor appointment.
To my friend got out on the curb.
Yeah, and it's some people out here going through it, and these construction workers are out here saying they finna tear it down. They say you owe some money or something.
I don't owe no money, girl.
You want to talk to them?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
How you doing, man? We're going to tear this house down.
No, you're not tearing my house down. I just been to the city yesterday.
Ma'am, no one lives in this house. It could be a drug house.
Talk, Wayne. Let me get over here.
Ma'am?
Grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah, who is this?
We're getting ready to tear this house down right now. It's a vacant house. No one's lived in it for quite some time. So we've thrown everything out on the curb, and we're getting ready to tear it down. Sir,
I'm right here, Wayne. This Ashley Robbie daughter. I'm right here. Let me talk to Grandma, because these crackheads out here going through her stuff, taking it.
Well, tell them folks to call that city right now.
I am the city.
I know you are the city, but she just left them down there yesterday to have the city to redo her house. I don't know where you all getting y'all's information from.
I don't know where you're getting your information from. I'm going to start my bulldozer right now.
What's this, a joke or something?
Yeah.
Why'd you go with the bulldozer noise?
Put the grandma,
put grandma back on.
She doesn't know we had fake bulldozers.
Yeah, she doesn't know it's a joke. Put her back on.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Miss Durton?
Yeah.
I'm starting my bulldozer right now.
That's the bulldozer backing up.
Ma'am?
Bam.
Yeah.
Grandma, it's just a joke.
It's a joke. It's Man Minute.
I just left that. I done paid almost $700, half note. Are you okay?
All right, y'all give it up for Ashley and her grandmama, Annie. Catch it every weekend. It's Dee Dee's Weekend Kickback.